On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show featuring Dangerous Dan in, in Delaware. And I'm Mark in California. And this is episode 210.
Jeez.
We've been doing this a while, huh?
And they said it'd never last.
No. Who said that?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody cared, but
No.
It's all right. We're recording this a week early because next week I have to go to San Diego. So if some of the stuff we talked about is like out of date, or you'll get over it. It's only a week, okay? And I guess the big news in Hard Rock this week is the stadium tour started in Atlanta. Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett. Did you see any of the video yet?
I haven't looked yet, but I've heard that Vince Neil's having some issues.
Vince Neil's having? I didn't hear about this. What did you hear?
Just that his singing is not as great as it used to be.
Well, that's been going on for 25 years.
Yeah.
Now, the big news in the Crue thing is Tommy Lee only lasted 5 songs.
That's right. I heard about that. Yeah.
Guess he broke 4 ribs a couple of weeks ago. I have no idea why, but I'm sure it was doing something stupid before a big giant stadium tour, I guess. I don't know. I could be wrong, but
who knows?
But Tommy Clefetos from Black Sabbath and the Dead Daisies and everybody else hopped up on the kit, so they were already prepared to do that. So,
wow, they were figuring he may not last.
Yeah, the doctor said he shouldn't perform, but Tommy did anyway.
For a little while,
being Tommy Lee, you know, not the brightest bulb.
Yeah, but I mean I can see why he'd want to do it, but the way he drums, there's no way that he's not just sitting back there.
No, he's a very physical drummer. He's fun to watch. He's good at what he does. Yeah, but you know, that's a bummer if you're a Crue fan. You want to see the four guys. I mean,
yeah.
It's still a miracle that Mick Mars is alive. But he's on stage. He's playing well, and he's walking around. So, I mean, he's the guy you'd figure to have some kind of injuries, but no, it's Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
But I saw some clips. Apparently, through Def Leppard, it rained through the whole thing. But it was a huge crowd, so
yeah,
people are into it. So that's a good sign for rock music.
Yeah, I may end up going to that one. I don't know. I know they're playing in Philly later.
Yeah, there are tickets still available?
I don't know. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, it all depends on the ticket price for me. If they're going to charge me $500, like, no, thank you.
Yeah, but I'll watch it on YouTube.
I've seen every one of those bands except for Joan Jett.
Yeah, I have too.
And Joan's cool, but you'll probably get to see Joan Jett in a club in about 6 months, so it's not a big deal.
Right.
And on that note, let's get to the show. We're going to start it off with a little bit of Cover This.
Now it's time to cover this.
Okay, boys and girls, it's time for Cover This, where we play a 30-second clip of a song. You have to give me the original artist, the covering artist, and the name of the songs. You got to get all three to get this correct.
Oof.
Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's super easy. This week, I got something for Danny. I'm not sure. He might get all three. He might get a couple of them. I know he's not going to go 0-3 in this one.
All right. Well, let's give it a listen.
Yeah, and you people out there, play along with them.
All right, here we go.
I'm
All right, Danny, you should probably all right. know that one. Let's see.
Yeah, it's the song's I'm Losing You by Rare Earth.
Ooh, correct. You got the first two right.
Yeah. Is that is it King's X or some derivation of Doug Pinnick? Is that him singing?
No. Well, Rare Earth is the not the original artist. Rare Earth is the covering artist. Who's the original artist?
I thought Rare Earth was the ones that did it.
Nope.
No.
Honestly, I thought so too. Originally, I was going to do the Rod Stewart version. Then I, through my research, my in-depth research, found out
your crack team of researchers.
This was a cover by Rare Earth as well, and they had a hit with it. I think 1971, but this song was a hit in 1966 by another band.
Wow. I'm going to say, is it Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Nope, that'd be incorrect. The hints I'll give you is the song was written by Cornelius Grant, Norman Whitfield, and Edward Holland Jr. Those might ring a bell. Do they ring a bell at all?
That Holland does.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So the other hint, it was a Motown act.
Wow. The Temptations.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even know that. But now if you listen to the song, I think, oh, I can hear the Temptations doing that.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Temptations hit number 8 on the chart, and Rare Earth went number 7 on the chart with the same song.
I'm going to say, everybody would think that's a Rare Earth song.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, it was a hit when you were 2, so actually when you were born, so cut you a break there.
Whew, good. I'm glad I got a break.
Yeah. Cool song, too.
Oh, yeah. Still I think everybody loves that song.
Yep. And did your band ever cover that one?
No, that'd be a good one to do, though. We're doing some new ones this week. We have a gig tonight. We're playing, for the first time, we're playing My Sharona and the breakup song.
Oh, cool. Cool. Do you have the guitarist to pull off My Sharona?
Oh, yeah. He's good.
All right. Where are you guys playing, even though we're recording this? And you've already played. Where are you playing at?
Well, we're playing, tonight is the Kitty Nighthouse, which is outside on the deck overlooking their marina, which is awesome.
In what city?
That's near Warwick, Maryland.
Warwick, Maryland. Okay, well,
yeah.
Maybe in the future you can give us some dates and people can come see you. So
yeah.
You guys missed the show. I heard it was fantastic.
Next week we are playing at the Schaefer's Canal House, which is one of my favorite gigs.
Schaefer's Canal House. Where would that be?
Chesapeake City, Maryland.
Chesapeake City, Maryland. So, well, you guys will miss that too because this will come out on a Monday. So. I heard that was a great gig, too. All right.
Yeah, it was. It was really, really nice weather.
Nice. Well, that's cool that you guys are doing it. You want to plug your band? What's the name of the band?
Name of the band is Beacon. We used to be Day Tripper, but we've modified it some because we have new members, and I think we're really good.
Beacon. Okay, if you see Beacon out in the Maryland, Delaware area, go check them out. And if you see the bass player, tell him you listen to the Hard Rock and Trivia Show. And he'll shake your hand, probably, or give you a high five or something.
Yeah, I'll give you a high five. Maybe I'll buy you a beer
if you
say you listen.
There you go. That's cool. Hey, let's get people to the gigs, man. Let's get them to the gigs. All right. Okay, now it's my turn. What do you got for me?
All right. So here you go. This is. I think you'll definitely know the song.
Okay.
It's not. That's not the tricky part. We'll see if you can tell who is doing the covering.
All right, okay, everybody on there, play along at home. Here we go. Okay, I definitely know the song.
Yep.
It's 30 Days in the Hole.
Yep.
The original artist would be Humble Pie, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, now here's the tough part. Who is covering that?
Yeah, because just about everybody's done this song.
Yeah, it's a killer song. I'm surprised your band doesn't do it too.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess somebody like Wildside.
Nope. No, it's more of a, I'll give you a hint, it's more of a super group type situation.
One of those frontier super group type deals?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's you know this group.
Is it Revolution Saints?
No. Close.
Okay. How about Iconic?
Nope, not that one either. It's the Dead Daisies.
Oh, my God. So which singer was that singing?
I think that was Glenn Hughes.
Was that Glenn Hughes?
Huh. I think so.
Oh, I mean, how many singers have they had so far? Oh, let's see. They had John Corabi, Glenn Hughes. I think a guy named John Stevens. And there might be one more. I'm not sure. I've lost, yeah, lost track.
I think there's one more. I can't remember his name, though.
I don't know. Hey, yeah. Sounded cool. Great.
Yeah, great song. They did a kind of a covers album. I guess they had needed something to do. So.
Yeah. In fact, Dead Daisies news, hot off the wire, they had to cancel a tour. They're supposed to be at two festivals in Europe, and they had to cancel at the last second because I guess a couple people got the old COVID bug.
Oh, jeez.
Sucks. I don't know if it was anybody in the band or it's some of their, you know, staff, but yeah, they had to pull out at the last second of two gigs.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, the thing is, if you say COVID, you go, oh, okay. You can't ask any questions or go, well, that's bullshit.
Yeah, but you just don't want to infect anybody else. So they're just being safe. I mean, COVID, yeah. Obviously, the people who've been gotten their vaccinations or have already had it, they've already got antibodies, and so it's like having a cold right now. So, but you have to be safe anyway. So,
yeah.
Bummer for them. Bummer for their fans.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and so neither one of us really got it. Or did we?
We both got 2 out of 3, so. Yeah.
So we call that a tie. So if you're keeping score at home or on the road or wherever you are.
So write that down.
That's it. We're
2 out of 3.
It's a tie. All right, so we're going to move on and do our next bit, which is called Intellectual Poetry. Play the music.
Okay, everybody, time for a little intellectual poetry where we read the lyrics of a song and you got to guess the artist and the name of the song. And this is a lot harder than it seems, because you don't have the melody or the rhythm or anything like that to go by, only the words. So I think this one's going to be a tough one.
Also in the fact that I can barely read, so.
So that's another problem.
All right. But you get to read first, so.
Yep, so here you go.
All right.
The neon lights are shining on me again. I walk the lonely streets in search of a friend. I need a lady to help me get through the night. If I could find one, then everything would be all right. I'll read one more verse for you. The sleepy city is dreaming the nigh time away. Out on the street, I watch tomorrow becoming day. I see a man, he's got takeaway women for sale. Yes, for sale. Guess that's the answer, because takeaway women don't fail.
God, that sounds familiar, but I can't think of what it is right now. It does sound familiar. I'm sure I know it by a band I know.
It's a band you know. I don't know if you know this particular song.
Okay. I'm going to...
I didn't know this song, but I, you know, the band is like mega world famous.
Is it Bon Jovi?
No.
Was I even close?
No, I'll give you a hint. It's an English band from the UK.
Okay, an English band. All right, so give me some more lyrics here.
All right, I got one more verse I can give you. I can't give you the chorus because that gives it away.
Or does it?
Gives the name of the song away.
Oh, okay.
Walk in the streets, I wonder, will it ever happen? Gotta be good, then everything will be okay. If I could score tonight, then I will end up happy. A woman for sale is going to help me save my day.
Jeez. I'm blanking here. Is it Thunder?
No. No, it's a older band than that, but I guess they're not still around, but Way bigger than thunder.
Oh, you might as well give me the chorus now. See if I can get it off of this.
Okay. Oh, dirty women, they don't mess around. Oh, dirty women, they don't mess around. You got me coming. You've got me going around. Oh, dirty women, they don't mess around.
Good Lord. Is it Tank?
Nope.
A Motorhead.
Nope. Way bigger.
Oh, jeez. Oh, dirty women does not sound familiar to me at all. Deep Purple.
Nope.
Okay.
The album is called Technical Ecstasy.
Is it Black Sabbath?
Yes, it is.
I don't know
76.
That. I don't know that album. I don't know that song either. I mean, I've heard of it, but you know, some of the Black Sabbath albums I just don't never listen to, and that's one of them.
Yeah, I don't really. I went through the songs on the album, and I might know one or two, but not many.
Yeah, for me, it was Sabbath. It's the first album, Paranoid. Then I skipped all the way to the very last Ozzy one. Never Say Die, which I loved. But the ones in between there, I really never listened to. So
yeah.
So you yeah, definitely got me there.
All right. Well, that was...
Well, I sucked eggs on that one.
That was a hard one because, I mean, if you don't know the song, there's no way you're going to get it.
Right. And all the Sabbath fans are probably screaming at the radio or their computer right now. You idiot.
Yeah, get comments about Technolexy is the best album ever.
Yeah, well, I haven't listened to it. Sorry. Maybe I should. All right, so your song for intellectual poetry this week is a song that is a small hint. It's a band we both really respect.
All right.
So here we go. And if you will adore me, and if you will take this throne, and if you bow before me, all I have is yours to own. There are those that look to heaven. There are those that will never win. No one knows what will happen. There are those that turn to sin. What do you think?
Jeez.
It's definitely not Dirty Women by Black Sabbath.
No. Is it a band we've seen?
No. I have seen, but you have not.
Oh, man. Is that Deep Purple?
Incorrect. All right. First clue is this band was famous for being a four-piece, but for this album, they were a five-piece. I will continue. I will skip over the chorus. All the visions seen before you, all the kingdoms and the thrones, all of yours, if you bow to before me, please adore me. All this is you'll own. There are those that turn to heaven. There are those who ask questions, why? If God is in the heavens, why does God let children die? Ooh, deep. What do you think?
Oh, man. Man, that last bit sounds familiar.
It should. You know the song.
Damn it.
Next hint, released in 1983.
Is it Winger?
Incorrect. Winger didn't come out till like 1987 or 88, I think. Not even in the pulp. Need another hint?
Yeah. Damn it.
Let me see if I can give you a good hint here. Or not a not so good hint. The lead singer of this band is no longer alive. Next verse. Just as Satan tempted Jesus and Jesus slips and falls, he is dying on the cross now. He has died to save us all. And Satan tempted Jesus, but Jesus resisted all. We all die. We are dying. What do you think?
Gee, damn. Shit, is it NXS?
Incorrect. This band is a mixture of a bunch of guys, but they originally started in Ireland. Sing the chorus. We are chosen. We are one. We are frightened of no one. And no one wins this war. This is the way. This
damn
is
it.
The law. We are chosen. We are one. We are frightened of no one. And no one wins this war. This is the way. This is the law. I know you know it.
It's Thin Lizzy.
It is Thin Lizzy. What's the name of the song? It's on Thunder and Lightning.
Angel of Death.
Nope.
No?
Yeah, I think it's the third or fourth song on Thunder and Lightning.
We Are Chosen.
Yep.
Let's go. We Are One.
Oh, man.
Don't, they don't say the title of the song.
Right.
In the song.
I can't remember. I love the song, though.
The Holy War.
Oh, damn it.
Great song. In fact, such a great song. We're going to play that song at the end of the show.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah, definitely. And on and on that note, let's play a commercial.
Man, that was a good one.
Yeah, I had to. I was looking for all kinds of silly and funny stuff, and I couldn't find anything or stuff I'd already done. So I just went to Thin Lizzy, like, okay. I think I did Cold Sweat before, so I didn't. I almost went with it. Nah, I think I've done it. So
the whole. I think you've done Cold Sweat, and I think I did Dancing in the Moonlight.
Yeah. So I would go a little deeper. I knew you knew the song, but probably haven't heard it in a while.
I love that whole album.
Oh, it's fair. That's when they really kicked it in the gear. I'm like, oh yes, these guys are. They're back. They're doing fantastic. Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean you guys are retiring? What?
No.
And they almost got back together. They were thinking about it, and then Phil dies. Suck.
Why do you have to go and die?
I don't know.
For it is a human number.
Its number is 6.
All right, people, we're back with our final bit of the show. This is called 6 in 30. All right, everybody, get your pen and paper and pencils and whatever you're going to use to write. If you have to scroll it in the sand, whatever, because this is 6 in 30, where we play 6 songs in 30 seconds. Yes, 5-second clips, and you have to guess the name of the artist and see if you can go 6 for 6, and if you're a stud, see if you can go 12 for 12. And there's a theme running through, so I got one for Danny starting off, and then he's going to hit a home run with his. He's promised us it's going to be awesome. All right, my theme for this is all 6 of these songs feature Richie Kotzen singing. They can be covers of one of his songs or covers of songs that he liked from other artists. So good luck with this one.
Oh, man. So he's
singing every one of these.
Okay.
But he could be covering himself or somebody else.
All right. Here we go. Whenever you call me, whenever you want me, shine. The picture shatters. I can't find the words to save it. Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
I'm sure you're familiar with most of those songs.
Oh, I know all the songs. Just
but
geez.
Who originally recorded them?
Oh, is that what we're getting? Who the original recording artist?
Correct.
Not the band Richie was with when he did that.
No, give me the. Yeah, I probably was.
Oh, damn. Okay,
give me the original. Yeah, because that would have been too easy. Well, that's a Richie song. That's a blank song. That's a blank song. No, I want the original artist.
Oh man. Okay. Let's go back.
Kind of like a cover this and a 6 and 30 all wrapped up into one.
Oh, man.
So we got to play it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, here we go. Whenever you call me, whenever you want me, shine. The picture shatters. I can't find the words to save it. Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Oh, it makes it a little bit harder there.
Oh, my God.
You know the songs. You love the songs. The guy's got a great voice. But who originally recorded these songs?
Man, I hope I get 2.
Really? I'm surprised you get...
I mean, I know all the songs. I'm just... They're all older songs, so I got to
Yep, pretty much.
All right. So I'm going to say the first one is that the Temptations.
It is not. It is the Spinners.
Oh,
close. Same type of band.
Yeah. The second one, I don't know. I don't know that song.
Shine. Shine was a Mr. Big song. He wrote it for Mr. Big, and on the Mr. Big album, Eric sang it.
Okay.
It was a big hit for them in Japan.
If only I lived in Japan.
Correct.
The third one, I don't know who the original one.
No idea? That song was written by Richie Kotzen. Bret Michaels sang it. It's a poison song.
Oy.
Oh, we are sucking eggs here.
Yeah, really. The next one's the Jackson 5.
Correct. I Want You Back. Great song.
Yep.
Number 5.
The next two, I don't know. God, it's killing me.
Number 5 is called Love Is Alive. Don't remember who.
Love Is Alive. Is that oh shoot.
It's a keyboard player.
Yeah. Crap. Shoot, I can't think of them off the top of my head.
Gary Wright.
Yeah.
And number 6, Fooled Around and Fell in Love. Everybody loves that song, but who recorded it originally?
Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
Sung by Mickey Thomas, but it's not credited to Mickey Thomas.
Is it Starship or Jefferson Airplane or Jefferson Starship?
Nope, it's Texas blues guitarist Elvin Bishop.
Damn it.
Yeah. In fact, Mickey Thomas is going to play a club here with his version of Starship. I think I'm going to go just to hear Fooled Around and Fell in Love live. And
that one song.
Yeah, and John Roth, one of the guitar players in Winger, is also in Starship.
Oh, wow.
Check that out. It's cool.
That'd be a good show.
Yeah, speaking of cool things that you can see on YouTube, Winger does a medley of songs. And you can see it on YouTube. I think they did it at the last Monsters of Rock cruise, where each guy in the band is involved in a lot of different things. And they do about an 8-minute medley. And when John Roth gets on the vocals to sing, you're going to be floored. This guy's unbelievable.
Wow.
So he would sing, Reb would sing, and Kip would sing. And there's like one of them, they do Still the Night by Whitesnake, because Reb is in Whitesnake.
Right.
Yeah, they do an Alice Cooper song because Kip was in Alice Cooper. Yeah, it's really cool. So check out that medley that Winger does on YouTube.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of YouTube, I did go see, I watched that Creatures Fest thing.
Ooh. What'd you think?
Oh, my God. Just like the doors weren't open yet, and so they opened, and then he's already playing?
Yeah, it was weird. That was weird. I don't know why they did that.
And then he's just up there standing on top of the tank turret just wanking.
Yeah.
Like, okay, dude. Everybody knows you can play.
Or were they not sure that you can play? Because remember, there's been rumors that he can't play anymore. So obviously he was trying to show everybody he could play. But what was the point, really?
Yeah, it'd be so much better if you played a Kiss song or play a Vinnie Vincent song or something. Invasion song.
Yeah, play the songs that you wrote. People would love that.
Man, he just, you know, you hear all kinds of stories about him just being a whole piece of work, and that's just one more example.
Yeah, I think on a couple episodes back, I said he wrote a John Waite song. It wasn't Change, it was Tears.
Okay.
It's a really good song, too. I mean, play that.
Oh, he's a great songwriter. Two Invasion albums, I love both of them.
Play those great songs. Play the songs you wrote in Kiss. He wrote it on Revenge and Lick It Up. And
Lick It Up.
And Creatures of the Night. Play those songs you wrote.
Yeah, not going to happen.
People would love to hear that. All right, we got on a tangent there. But
yeah, okay. Well, and I also watched the Kingdom Come video.
Ooh.
Man, oh man, dude.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know what I'd have done if the guy in my band, especially on that level, is so out of it.
Right, and I guess after the gig, he missed his flight, and nobody could find the guy. And I guess
that's the kind of stuff that keeps people out of a band. I mean, you may be the greatest drummer in the world, but if you're a total off, who wants you?
That's why the Scorpions got rid of him.
Yeah,
he had a great gig there. You're playing stadiums and big places around the world, and yeah, you screwed up. Because you have an addiction problem. Yeah, I felt bad for the other four guys. They're like, oh.
Man, we are sucking right now. It's all because of him.
Oh, and his excuse, check this out. It came out. His excuse was he fell out of bed. That was his excuse. I fell out of bed and hurt myself.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Because you were probably wasted.
Yeah.
No, it's not the falling out of bed part. It's the fact that you have a drug or alcohol problem or both.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is not going to end well.
No.
Oof.
No, I don't know that he's going to get in any other bands, but we'll see.
Yeah, and the guys in his band, you know, they're trying to make some coin, you know, playing some shows, but you can't do it with a guy like that.
Yeah.
Oof.
All right, well. That was a tangent. So let's get back into the 6 and 30 that I put together for you.
And you promised it was awesome, so we're going to find out.
Well, I said I had a good time putting it together, and I think it's great. But the theme to this one is all of the albums that these songs came from scored a perfect 100 on melodicrock.com.
Okay, well, Andrew does that quite a bit. So
who does?
Andrew, he's the guy who does melodicrock.com.
Yeah,
I used to read that when it was like the hot spot or something like that. The guy's been—he's in Tasmania, I think, in Australia.
Yeah,
that's his whole gig. It's a great site.
Oh yeah, it's the right down our alley.
Yeah, so go out there and check it out if you've never seen that, melodicrock.com. So these are all hundreds from Andrew. All right.
Yep, hundreds. So if you follow the site, you kind of get an idea of what he's into, and what he really likes, and he doesn't just give his favorite bands hundreds. He'll pan them sometimes.
Yeah, he's giving some zeros.
Oh yeah, he's giving. I think Yngwie's last album got like a 10.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking of. Yeah, when Yngwie tries to be a singer, I'm like, oh come on, stop.
Yeah, just be the guitar player.
Yeah, write some good songs. People like good songs.
Get Jeff Scott Soto back.
I don't think Jeff wants to come back.
Oh no. Did you hear about the time he went to see Yngwie's opening band? And because he was friends with him, I don't know what the band was. But then Yngwie heard that he was in the audience and said he wouldn't play while Jeff Scott Soto still is in the crowd.
Right. That was at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills because Jeff lives right down the street from there. So, yeah.
What a dick, man. What's he going to do?
I mean, he could have been cool and said, hey, when he's doing his old Yngwie songs, hey, let's bring up Jeff. Sing a couple of songs and everybody has a good time. No, this guy's got such an ego. He went on the attack.
He can't be upstaged.
Ugh.
Whatever. Anyway, go ahead and play this 6 and 30.
All right. This should be. I have a feeling this is going to be extremely hard.
Maybe. Here. You know all these bands.
Okay. I knew this was going to be hard. Holy smokes. All right. My question for you is, these all bands or is there any of them solo artists?
Two of them are solo artists.
Okay. Wow. I might get none of these.
Oh, man. You're going to kick yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm sure I've heard of them all, but they're all they all sound kind of the same. So.
Yeah, I noticed that there's kind of it's a melodicrock.com, so, yeah, they're all in the melodic rock genre.
Yeah, they all have featured great vocals, great guitar players, and keyboards, so.
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm gonna do lots of guessing on this one. So, all right, I'm gonna play it again. So,
all right,
maybe I'll get one. Possibly, we'll see.
All right. You know they say big boys don't cry. We light this party up. You better buckle up. We light this party up. Everybody's got a broken heart. Light the party, go. The aftershock always shaking me.
Oh boy. Oh my God. Okay.
Good songs though, right?
Yeah, sounds great. I guess I haven't invested enough time in these, so these are all going to be freaking guesses.
All right. Well, let's hear what you got.
All right. Number one, my guess is that Jeff Scott Soto.
That is him singing, yep.
So I'm going to guess the band is Soto.
No, that was Wet.
Damn you, Wet. I should just get all Jeff Scott Soto bands. All right, number two.
I've already done that one.
All right, number two. I have no idea. Heat.
This was one of the solo artists.
Oh, this is a solo artist, so I get another chance at crack at this. Solo artist. Is it Jeff Scott Soto?
No, there's no more Jeff Scott Soto on this
one. Oh, sorry. I have to say solo artist. Oh.
The guy was huge. In the 80s.
Oh, my God.
He was a television star.
Oh, no. The only thing that's popping in my head is David Hasselhoff. It's not David Hasselhoff.
No.
In the 80s, and he's a solo artist. Oh, my God.
And this album is freaking great.
And this album came out when?
This album is in the 2010s.
Wow.
I don't know the exact year. Like 2017.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have no idea. Leif Garrett.
No, that was Rick Springfield.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, Rick Springfield's, some of his later stuff is really good.
Oh, yeah, that was from the album Rocket Science.
Damn. All right, number three said something about broken in it.
Yeah, Everybody's Got a Broken Heart is the name of the song.
Is it Eclipse?
No, this is a solo artist also.
Another solo artist.
He was in a gigantic band. Well, they were pretty much a one-hit wonder, but their one hit was huge back in the 80s. And it was the theme to a movie.
Oh, no. Is it Sean Cassidy?
Oh, my God, no.
I don't know.
No, that's Jimmy Jameson.
Oh.
He was the singer for Survivor.
Correct.
And he had the Eye of the Tiger.
Well, he didn't sing Eye of the Tiger, but yeah, he was in Survivor.
Yeah.
Damn it. Number four.
Number four, yep.
Oh, is it Eclipse?
Nope.
Is Eclipse in this at all?
I'm not telling you that. You only got a couple left.
I know. I'm going to guess Eclipse on every one then.
All right.
Number four. Oh, I need
this. The album that this is off of is titled 14.
Toto.
The song's called Great Expectations.
Is it Toto?
Yes.
Does that count as a one?
I'll give that one to you.
One. That might be the only one I get. Number five, is it Soto?
No, that is incorrect. Already said Jeff Scott Soto's not in any more of this.
Oh, shoot. Is it Eclipse?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
I missed that, though.
It's off the album Monumentum.
Vertigo song, right?
Yep.
I'll give that a half, so one and a half. Number six, I don't know.
Number six is one of my favorite bands, and they're from Canada, so you should know all about it.
Oh.
One of my favorite melodic rock bands from Canada.
Harum Scarum.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I needed help for that, so I'll give myself a 2.5. So I think I lost, didn't I? Yeah, I think I did.
No, I think I lost because I only got one.
Yeah, we both stunk this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, if you didn't give me any hits, I'll give you the win because you gave me hints. I would 0 for 6. Come on. I was terrible. Those were hard. I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. So, yeah, you get the victory.
So we were 1 for 12.
God.
Oof.
Yeah, the later releases, you know, honestly, they don't live with you as long. I listen to them, great, and I move on to the next thing that comes out the next week.
Right, yeah.
Not like when we were kids, we'd listen to an album 100 times.
Oh, yeah, we'd go walk around the neighborhood, play an album for that 2 hours.
And the fact we're almost senior citizens, you know, we can remember what happened on Dryburgh Court.
In 86.
Yeah, but we can't remember what we had for breakfast. That's a running theme there. My grandma was like that. She would talk about the past and, oh, you remember that. What do we have for lunch? Oh, I don't remember.
Did we have lunch?
Yeah. And she'd say, oh, have a bran muffin. And it'll make you regular. I'm like, thanks, grandma, for the 5,000th time. All right. And it did. In his little bricks that we used to eat. Bricks.
Oof. No thanks.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, so this has been an interesting show. We've showed.
Well, that was a fun one to put together because I really like all those bands. So.
Yeah. It was fun to do, but I knew once you did those recordings, I was done. It's like, oh, there's no way. Yeah. But it was cool. Hopefully, there's no way anybody out there got 12 for 12.
No way.
Maybe Andrew from melodicrock.com got yours.
Yeah. Six for six. Well, I would hope so. He gave all those albums 100s. So.
But you never know.
But go check out those bands. All of them are great.
Yeah. What were they again? So people.
They were Wet.
Okay.
Eclipse.
Harum Scarum.
Harum Scarum. Toto. Jimmy Jameson. And Rick Springfield.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah,
Rick Springfield's latest stuff is really, really good.
Yeah, it's almost better than what his stuff when his first couple of solo albums.
Oh, yeah. 80s. I mean, he had Jesse's Girl, but yeah.
Even though he recorded in the 70s in Australia, his 80s stuff, which was really good, too. The stuff he's doing now is almost better. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good. I don't know how old he is, but he's got to be.
Oh, if you've seen him recently, I mean, he looks great for his age, but way too much Botox. The whole face does not move anymore.
Ooh.
The guy's in his early 70s. He's still in shredded shape, but now he's done some stuff to his face, and he looks odd now. It's like, oh, what did you do that for, buddy? I don't know.
It's like I saw Meg Ryan recently. Like, she doesn't even – I was totally into her back in the day, but she doesn't even look like herself anymore.
No, she was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. I want people just to age naturally. Okay, you get some wrinkles. Yeah, you're going to get wrinkles.
Oh, the worst.
Don't pull it back so you look surprised all the time.
Yeah, surprise. And don't put the fish lips on.
Oh, God. So terrible.
Ugh.
Just be yourself. Jeez.
Be natural. That's what we say. We're definitely natural. But not beautiful.
That's why we do audio only.
Yeah, you don't want to see our faces. Ooh.
Hoofa.
Yeah, and on that note, we promised you that we'd play the song The Holy War from Thin Lizzy. A classic.
Let's do that.
All right. And we'll see you next week. No, we'll see you in a couple
weeks.
Yeah, there you go.